Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls peaks as leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls India's performance in QS World Rankings on higher education encouraging. DGCA asks airlines to ensure children up to 12 years of age are allocated seats with parents travelling on same PNR. European Union adopts new visa rules allowing Indians to apply for multiple entry Schengen visas with longer validity. And in sports, Archery World Cup 2024 to begin today at Shanghai in China. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Lucknow Super Giants at Chennai this evening. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing, set to conclude tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has accused Congress of doing appeasement and vote bank politics. Addressing an election rally at Uniyara in Tonk Savai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency in Rajasthan today, Mr. Modi alleged that during the Congress rule in 2004 and 2011, attempts were made to reduce the reservation for SCs and STs and give it on the basis of religion. He said that Congress had conspired to divide the reservation on the basis of religion in Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka too. He accused Congress of playing with the spirit of the Constitution. Mr. Modi assured that reservation for SC, ST and backward classes will neither end nor be allowed to be divided on the basis of religion.
2014 mein aapne Modi ko Delhi mein seva ka avsar diya to desh ne wo faisle liye jiski kisi ne kalpana bhi nahi ki thi lekin aap sochiye agar Congress 2014 ke baad bhi aur aaj bhi agar Delhi mein Congress ki sarkar hoti to kya kya hua hota Congress sarkar kuch na karti.
The Prime Minister also appealed to the voters to strengthen democracy by voting in maximum numbers. He will also address election rallies in Sakti of Jhanjgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency and Dhamtari of Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency this afternoon. Mr. Modi is on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. During his visit, he will address three public meetings in various Lok Sabha constituencies of Chhattisgarh. Tomorrow, he will hold a public meeting in Ambikapur of Surguja Lok Sabha constituency. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will take part in a roadshow in Bengaluru this evening, which will traverse from Bomanhalli near Hosur Road to IIMB on Banerghatta Road. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will be addressing two public rallies in Chitradurg and Bangalore South parliamentary constituencies today. Aam Aadmi Party State President Mukhyamantri Chandru will share the dais on this occasion. High-pitched political battle is going on in Uttar Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh today campaigned in Gautam Buddha Nagar district. Addressing a large gathering, he said that Noida, which was earlier infamous as a corruption center of Uttar Pradesh, has now become the business center of the state. He said now UP is known for its law and order, development, investment and good governance. On the other hand, Western UP is going to witness high-octane campaigning today and Meerut City is the battleground. The top leaders of three major political parties in the state will be in Meerut today. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political gathering in Sival Khas area of Meerut district today. He will also campaign in Aligarh district. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati is scheduled to address a rally in Meerut district this afternoon. At the same time, senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will also hold a roadshow. Earlier, he addressed a rally in Amroha district of Western Uttar Pradesh. He will also address a rally in Badaut area of Baghpat district this afternoon. In Gujarat, a total of 266 candidates will be in the fray for Lok Sabha elections and 24 candidates for the by-elections in 5 assembly seats in the state. We have a report.
The election picture in Gujarat became clear yesterday on the last date of withdrawal of nominations. Ahead of the elections, the Bharatiya Janata Party has won Surat Lok Sabha seat unopposed. After the nomination of Congress candidate from Surat seat was rejected and all the other rival candidates withdraw their nominations, BJP candidate Mukesh Dalal was declared winner. Now 266 candidates will be in the fray for Lok Sabha elections on the remaining 25 seats in the state. Maximum 18 candidates will contest from Ahmedabad East constituency, while the least 3 candidates will be in the fray from Lok Sabha seat of Bardoli. Among the key constituencies, 14 candidates will be in the electoral battle in Gandhinagar, Navsari, Surendranagar, Jamnagar and Sabarkantha seats, while 12 candidates will contest from Banaskantha seat. There are 2 Lok Sabha seats in Union Territory of Daman, Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli. Voting will be held in the single phase in entire Gujarat and Union Territory of Diu, Daman and Dadra Nagar Haveli on 7th of May. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Assam, a total of 47 candidates will contest the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. 4 seats will be covered in this phase. 5 candidates withdrew their nomination papers yesterday. After the withdrawal of nomination, 12 candidates are contesting in Kokrajhar, 14 in Borpeta, 13 in Dhubri and 8 candidates in Guwahati. A report.
The NDA and the Congress fielded candidates in all the 4 seats in this phase in Assam. Both BJP and Congress have given tickets to women candidates at the Guwahati seat. BJP's ally Assam Gana Parishad is contesting from Barpeta and Dhubri seat, while UPPL has fielded candidate at Kokrajhar. AIUDF President Badruddin Ajmal is seeking re-election from Dhubri constituency. Bodoland People's Front and CPIM are also contesting in the third phase in Assam. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls will end on the 25th of this month, while the nominations will be scrutinized the next day and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw their candidature by the 29th of this month. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month, including Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Jammu and Kashmir. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Yavatmal Vashim Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra. More from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the Yavatmal Vashim constituency in western Vidarbha will see a direct electoral fight between the two factions of Shiv Sena. The sitting MP who represented this constituency for 5 consecutive terms, Bhavna Gavli, who represents the Shiv Sena Shinde faction, is denied the candidature. At the same time, Rajashree Patil, the wife of Hingolit Shiv Sena MP Hemant Patil, is given the candidature, Sanjay Deshmukh. The candidate from Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray faction is contesting for the first time from this constituency. A total of 17 candidates are in the electoral fray. Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi candidate Abhijit Pawar's candidature has been rejected due to errors. Party has announced its support for Samanak Party candidate Anil Rathod. Former MP Aribau Rathod from Bahujan Samaj Party is also in the fray as a candidate. Campaigning for Yavatmal Vashim Lok Sabha constituency is in the final stage as prominent political leaders like Aditya Thackeray, Rohit Pawar and Uddhav Thackeray held campaign meetings for the Shiv Sena Thackeray faction's candidate Sanjay Deshmukh, while Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis hold rallies for their candidate Rajashree Patil. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Midday News on Akashvani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called India's performance in the latest Kwakwaralli Simmons QS World Rankings on Higher Education as encouraging. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the emphasis on quality education in the future will deepen even further to benefit India's Yuva Shakti. He added, the government is focusing on research, learning and innovation in a big way. Prime Minister Modi also met with Nunzio Kwakwaralli, the CEO of QS. Mr. Kwakwaralli announced that over the next few weeks, QS will share some results from the latest QS World University rankings by subject, starting with the Indian higher education system. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has asked the airlines to ensure that children up to age of 12 years are allocated seats with their parents and guardians who are travelling on the same PNR. According to the DGCA's statement, various instances came to its notice wherein children below the age of 12 years were not seated along with their parent or guardian. It said the existing air transport circular has been suitably modified. The European Union, EU, has adopted new visa rules that will allow frequent travellers from India to apply for multiple entry Schengen visas with longer validity, easing travel to 29 European countries. Announced by the EU delegation to India and Bhutan yesterday, the rules will make it easier for regular Indian travellers to get the visa under the new cascade regime. The two-year visa will normally be followed by a five-year visa if the passport has sufficiently validity remaining. It added that during the validity period of these visas, holders will enjoy travel rights equivalent to visa-free nationals. In a significant move, the Ministry of External Affairs has issued directions to the passport officers to issue a revocation order to individuals from Goa and Daman and Diu who had their Indian passports revoked after acquiring Portuguese citizenship. This decision could offer relief to many who were rendered ineligible to apply for overseas citizenship of India due to the previous passport requirements. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant has said the Ministry of External Affairs circular on revocation certificate to be a valid document in lieu of the surrender certificate for obtaining overseas citizen of India card would be a relief to thousands of Goans. The central government has rejected the claims of mandatory transaction of money in Aadhaar banking at least once in a month. Branding the claims as fake, the PIB fact-check unit has denied the fact that new updates by the Reserve Bank of India has made it mandatory for people to transact money through Aadhaar every month. It added that failure to do so will not lock the customer's Aadhaar transaction facility as claimed. PIB clarified that no such guidelines have been issued for account holders for mandatory Aadhaar-enabled payment system transactions every month to keep the services active. On to sports. Archery World Cup 2024 will begin today with qualification round in compound 50-meter event at Shanghai in China. The three-time Olympian Deepika Kumari will spearhead the Indian challenge at the Archery World Cup. India has sent a 16-member archery team, 8 men and 8 women, for the first stage of the World Cup, which will be held between 23rd to 28th of this month. Deepika Kumari, who topped India's archery selection trials in March, will feature in the women's recurve archery. Dheeraj Bomma Devara, who has obtained India's only archery quota for the Paris 2024 Olympics, and Tokyo Olympians Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav will lead India's charge in men's recurve. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls peaks as leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls India's performance in QS World Rankings on higher education encouraging. DGCA asks airlines to ensure children up to 12 years of age are allocated seats with parents travelling on same PNR. European Union adopts new visa rules allowing Indians to apply for multiple entry Schengen visas with longer validity. And in sports, Archery World Cup 2024 to begin today at Shanghai in China. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Lucknow Super Giants at Chennai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.